4174. Whether stolen by day or stolen by night. That this signifies the evil of self-merit in like manner is evident from the signification of stolen or of theft as being the evil of self-merit. There is the evil of self-merit when a man ascribes good to himself and supposes that it is from himself, and on this account desires to merit salvation. This evil is what is signified in the internal sense by theft. But in regard to this evil, all who are being reformed at first suppose that good is from themselves, and therefore that by the good which they do, they merit salvation. For their supposing that they merit salvation by the good which they do is the result of their supposing that the good is from themselves, for the one idea coheres with the other. But they who suffer themselves to be regenerated do not confirm this in their thought or persuade themselves that it is so, but the idea is gradually dissipated. For so long as any one is in the external man, as is the case with all in the beginning of their reformation, he cannot do otherwise than think so, because he thinks solely from his external man. But when the external man, together with its concupiscences, is being removed, and the internal man is beginning to work, that is, when the Lord flows in through the internal man with the light of intelligence, and thereby enlightens the external man, the man then begins to believe otherwise, and describes good not to himself, but to the Lord. From this it is plain what is here meant by that evil of self-merit through which comes good, in like manner as through the evil which is not of fault, concerning which above. But if, when he has arrived at adult age, a man confirms in his thought and altogether persuades himself that he merits salvation by the good he does, the evil in question inheres radically and cannot be amended. For such men claim to themselves that which is the Lord's, and thus do not receive the good which continually flows in from the Lord, but immediately on its flowing in, divert it to themselves and into their proprium, and consequently defile it. These are the evils which in the proper sense are signified by thefts. See number 2609. 4175. Thus I was, in the day the heat consumed me, and the cold in the night, and my sleep has been chased from mine eyes. That this signifies temptations is evident from the signification of heat and cold, as being that which is of too much love and that which is not at all of it, thus the two extremes. Day signifies a state of faith or truth, which is at its height, and night a state of no faith or truth. See number 221, 935, 936. And from the signification of sleep driven from the eyes, as being continually or without rest. Inasmuch as these are such things as are experienced in temptations, therefore by these words are signified temptations in general. The reason why heat signifies too much love is that spiritual fire and heat are love, and on the other hand, spiritual cold is no love. For man's very life is nothing but love, for without love man has no life whatever. Nay, if he will reflect, he can know that all the vital fire and heat in his body are from this source. Yet cold does not signify the privation of all love, but the privation of spiritual and celestial love, and the privation of this is what is called spiritual death. When man is deprived of this love, he is kindled with the love of self and of the world. This love is relatively cold, and also becomes cold, not only with man when living in the body, but also when he comes into the other life. If, when living in the body, the love of self and of the world is taken away from him, he becomes so cold as to have scarcely any life, and it would be the same if he were compelled to think in a holy manner of celestial and divine things. In the other life, when such a man comes among the infernals, he is in the fire or heat of cupidities. But if he approaches heaven, this fire and heat are turned into cold, the more intense the nearer he approaches, with an increase of torment in like degree. This cold is what is meant by the gnashing of teeth, which is ascribed to those who are in hell. Matthew 8, verse 12, 13 verses 42 and 50. 22, verse 13, 24, verse 51, 25, verse 30, Luke 13, verse 28. 4176. These 20 years have I served thee in thy house. That this signifies his proprium is evident from the signification of 20 as being the good of remains, see number 2280, and which, when predicated of the Lord, denotes that which he acquired to himself, number 1906, thus his proprium, and from the signification of serving as being, when predicated of the Lord, proprio power, number 3975, 3977. 4177. 14 years for thy two daughters. That this signifies the first period, in order that he might acquire to himself therefrom the affections of truth, is evident from the signification of 14 or 2 weeks as being the first period. For in the word, weeks signify nothing else than an entire period, great or small. See number 2044, 3845. And when 2 weeks are named as one, the signification is the same. For to double a number and to multiply it into itself does not take away its signification. Whence it is manifest what is meant here by 14, or 2 weeks, and from the signification of the two daughters, here Rachel and Leah, as being the affections of truth. Number 3758, 3782, 3793, 3819. Daughters signify affections. Number 2362. 4178. And 6 years for thy flock. That this signifies that he might afterwards acquire good is evident from the signification of six as being combat and labor. See number 720, 737, 900. Here that which remained of combat and labor, and thus what came afterwards. And from the signification of flock as being good. Number 343, 2566, 3518. 4179. And thou hast changed my reward 10 ways. That this signifies its state toward him when he was applying these goods to himself is evident from the signification of reward when predicated of the Lord as denoting from himself. See number 3996, 3999. Thus when he was applying goods to himself. And from the signification of changing them as being the state of the good signified by Laban toward him. 10 ways denote a very great change. See number 4077. 4180. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the dread of Isaac had been with me. That this signifies unless the divine and the divine human is evident from the signification of the God of my father when predicated of the Lord as being the divine as to good. The Father being the divine good, and the Son the divine truth, number 2803, 3704. Here the divine good of each essence, from the signification of the God of Abraham, as being the divine itself, which is called the divine essence, for Abraham represents the Lord as to the divine itself, number 2011, 3439. And from the signification of the dread of Isaac, as being the divine human, the dread is mentioned because the divine truth is meant, for the divine truth carries with it fear, dread, and terror to those who are not in good, but not so the divine good, which terrifies no one. The same is meant further on in this chapter. Jacob swore by the dread of his father Isaac, verse 53. For as Laban was then separated from Jacob, that is, the mediate good separated from good divine, he was in such a state as to wish to inflict evil, as is manifest from what is said of Laban. Therefore, as he was in such a state, it is said, the dread of Isaac. That the dread of Isaac means the God of Isaac, everyone can see, and also that Laban was in that state. Isaac represents the Lord's divine human, and this as to the divine rational. Number 1893, 2066, 2072, 2083, 2630, 3012, 3194, 3210, 3973. As to the divine truth which is from the Lord, carrying fear with it to those who are not in good, but not the divine good, the case is this. The holy which proceeds from the Lord has in itself divine good and divine truth. These proceed continually from the Lord. From them is the light which is in the heavens, and therefore the light which is in human minds, and consequently wisdom and intelligence, for these are within that light. But that light or wisdom and intelligence affects all according to their reception. Those who are in evil do not receive the divine good, for they are in no love and charity, for all good is of love and charity. The divine truth, however, can be received even by the evil, but only by their external man, not by their internal. This is like the heat and light from the sun. Spiritual heat is love, thus good, but spiritual light is faith, and thus truth. When heat is received from the sun, the trees and flowers vegetate and produce leaves, flowers, and fruits or seeds. This comes to pass in the time of spring and summer. When, however, heat is not received from the sun, but only light, nothing vegetates, but all vegetation grows torpid, as in the time of autumn and winter. So also it is with spiritual heat and light, which are from the Lord. If man is like spring or summer, he receives the good of love and charity and produces fruits. But if he is like autumn and winter, he does not receive the good of love and charity, and accordingly does not produce fruits. Yet he may still receive light, that is, may know the things of faith or truth. Wintry light has a similar effect, for it presents colors and beauties and makes them conspicuous, like summer light, but with the difference that it does not penetrate toward the interiors, because there is no heat in it, and hence no quickening. When, therefore, good is not received, but only light, it is as when heat is not received in objects, but only an image of form and beauty from the light, and hence there is cold within, and where there is cold within, there is a torpor of everything there, and as it were a shrinking and shuddering when light introduces itself there. This is what causes fear, dread, and terror in living things. By this comparison it may in some degree be comprehended how it is with the fear, dread, and terror that come to the evil, that is, that they do not come from the divine good, but from the divine truth, and this when they do not receive the divine good, and yet receive the divine truth. Also, that divine truth without good cannot penetrate toward the interiors, but merely adheres to the extremes, that is, to the external man, and mostly to its sensuous part, and that from this a man sometimes appears beautiful in the external form, when yet he is foul in the internal form. From this it may also be seen what is the nature of the faith that exists with very many, which they say saves without good works, that is, without willing well and acting well. As the divine truth proceeds from the divine human, but not from the divine itself, it is therefore the divine human which is here signified by the dread of Isaac, for as just now said, it is the divine truth which terrifies, but not the divine good. That the divine truth proceeds from the Lord's divine human, but not from the divine itself, is an arcanum not hitherto disclosed. The case is this. Before the Lord came into the world, the divine itself flowed into the whole heaven, and as heaven then consisted for the most part of the celestial, that is, of those who were in the good of love, through this influx by the divine omnipotence there was brought forth the light which was in the heavens, and thereby wisdom and intelligence. But after the human race had removed itself from the good of love and charity, that light could no longer be produced through heaven, nor consequently the wisdom and intelligence that would penetrate down to the human race. For this cause, from the necessity of their being saved, the Lord came into the world and made the human in himself divine, in order that as to his divine human he might become the divine light, and might thus illuminate the universal heaven and the universal world. From eternity he had been the light itself, for that light was from the divine itself through heaven, and it was the divine itself which took on the human and made this divine. And when this was made divine, he could then thereby illuminate not only the celestial heaven itself, but also the spiritual heaven, and likewise the human race, which received and receives the divine truth in good, that is, in love to him and in charity toward the neighbor, as is manifest in John. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name, who were born not of bloods, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1, verses 12 and 13. From what has now been said, we can see what is signified by these words in John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That was the true light, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 1, verses 1 to 4 and 9. The word here signifies the divine truth. Nevertheless, that the Lord is divine good as to each essence, and that the divine truth proceeds from him, may be seen above number 3704. For the divine good cannot be received by man, nor even by an angel, but only by the Lord's divine human, as is meant by these words in John. No one hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath exhibited him. 1, verse 18. But the divine truth can be received, but in such a quality as is possible with the man who receives, and in this the divine good can dwell, with a difference according to the reception. Such are the arcana which are presented to the angels when these words are read by man. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the dread of Isaac had been with me. From this it is manifest how much that is celestial there is in the word, and in every particular of it, even when nothing of it is apparent in the sense of the letter, and also what angelic wisdom is in comparison with human wisdom, and that the angels are in the highest arcana, while the man does not even know that there is any arcanum within. But these things which have been mentioned are only a very few, for in these arcana the angels see and perceive things innumerable, nay, things relatively unlimited, which cannot possibly be uttered, because human speech is not adequate to express them, nor is the human mind capable of receiving them. 4181. Surely now hadst thou sent me away empty. That this signifies that it would have claimed all things for itself is evident from the signification of sending away empty as being to take all things away from him, and thus to claim all things for itself. 4182. God hath seen my misery and the weariness of my hands, and judged yesternight. That this signifies that all things were from him by proprial power is evident from the signification of misery and of the weariness of the hands as being temptations. And as by temptations and victories the Lord united the divine to the human and made this also divine, and this from proprial power, these things are signified by the same words. That by temptations and victories the Lord united the divine to the human and made this divine by proprial power may be seen above number 1661, 1737, 1813, 1921, 2776, 3318. And also that the hollow of the hand or the hand is power, number 878, 3387. Consequently that my palms or hands denote proprial power. God hath seen and hath judged signifies the Lord's divine, in that the divine which was in him and which was his did it. 4183, verse 43. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the flock is my flock, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their sons which they have borne? And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, signifies an obscure state of perception. The daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the flock is my flock. Signifies that all the affections of truth and all the truths and goods were its own. And all that thou seest is mine. Signifies that so is all the perceptive and intellectual faculty. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their sons which they have borne? Signifies that it did not dare to claim them for itself. 4184. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, that this signifies an obscure state of perception is evident from the signification of answering and saying as being perception. That in the historic parts of the word to say denotes to perceive may be seen above, number 1898, 1919, 2080, 2862, 3395, 3509. That the state of perception is obscure is evident from what Laban says, namely, that the daughters, the sons, and the flock were his, whereas they were not his. And from the internal sense, that the mediate good claimed all goods and truths as its own. As regards these things said by Laban, see above, number 3974, 4113. 4185. The daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the flock is my flock. That this signifies that all the affections of truth and all the truths and goods were its own, is evident from the signification of daughters, here Rachel and Leah, as being the affections of truth. See number 3758, 3782, 3793, 3819. From the signification of sons as being truths, number 489, 491, 533, 1147, 3373. And from the signification of flock as being goods, number 343, 1565, 2566. That it claimed them for itself as if they were its own is manifest, for Laban said, the daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the flock is my flock. 4186. And all that thou seest is mine. And that this signifies that so is all the perceptive and intellectual faculty, is evident from the signification of seeing as being to perceive and understand. See number 2150, 3863. Thus that all the perception and intellectual faculty of truth and good belong to it. How the case herein is has already been stated, and has been illustrated by what takes place in the other life. Namely, that when spirits, especially those of a mediate kind, are in an angelic society, they do not then know otherwise than that the affections of good and truth which flow into them from the society are theirs, such being the communication of affections and thoughts in the other life. And in proportion, as they are conjoined with that society, so do they think. When these same spirits are separated from the society, they are indignant, and when they come into this state of indignation, they also come into an obscure state, spoken of above, number 4184. And in this state, having no interior perception, they claim for themselves the goods and truths which belong to the angelic society, and which they had by the communication above mentioned. It is this state which is described in this verse. Moreover, by much experience it has been given me to know how the affections of good and truth are communicated to others. Spirits of this kind have sometimes been with me, and when conjoined by somewhat of affection, they knew no otherwise than that my thoughts and affections were theirs. And I was informed that the like takes place with all men, for every man has spirits with him, who as soon as they come to him and enter into his affections, know no otherwise than that all the things which are the man's, that is, all the things of his affection and thought, are theirs. In this way spirits are conjoined with a man, and through them he is ruled by the Lord. Number 2488. Concerning which facts something shall be stated from experience hereafter, at the end of the chapters. 4187. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their sons which they have borne? That this signifies that it did not dare to claim them for itself, is evident from the signification of daughters as being the affections of truth, and of sons as being truths, spoken of just above, number 4185. That its not daring to claim them for itself is signified by what can I do this day unto them, is manifest from what proceeds, namely, that God said unto him in a dream, take heed to thyself, lest thou speak with Jacob from good even to evil. Verse 24. 4188, verses 44 to 46. And now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone, and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones, and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. Signifies the conjunction of the divine natural with the goods of works, in which are they who are aside, or the Gentiles. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar, signifies such truth and the derivative worship. And Jacob said unto his brethren, signifies those who are in the good of works. Gather stones, and they took stones and made a heap, signifies truths from good. And they did eat there upon the heap, signifies appropriation from good divine. 4189. And now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. That this signifies the conjunction of the divine natural with the goods of works, in which are they who are aside, or the Gentiles, is evident from the signification of a covenant as being conjunction. See number 665, 666, 1023, 1038, 1864, 1996, 2003, 2021. From the representation here of Laban, who is I, as being the goods of works, as shown in what follows, and from the representation of Jacob, who here is thou, as being the divine natural, that by Laban are here signified the goods of works in which are those who are aside, or the Gentiles, is for the reason that as Laban is now separated from Jacob, that is mediate good from the good divine of the natural, he can no longer represent mediate good. But as he had served for a means, he therefore represents some good, and indeed good that is aside, or collateral good. Before Laban had been thus conjoined with Jacob, he represented collateral good. See number 3612, 3665, 3778. And accordingly, good that is aside, the nature of which will be stated in what follows. It is similar with Laban as with Lot and Ishmael. So long as Lot was with Abraham, he represented the Lord as to the external sensuous man. Number 1428, 1434, 1547, 1597, 1598, 1698. But when he had been separated from Abraham, he represented those who are in external worship, but yet in charity. Number 2317, 2324, 2371, 2399. And also several states of the church successively. Number 2422, 2459. It was so with Ishmael. So long as he was with Abraham, he represented the Lord's first rational, number 1893, 1949 to 1951. But when he was afterward separated, he represented those who are called the spiritual, number 2078, 2691, 2699, 3263, 3268. Such also is the case with Laban. The reason is that although a separation has been made, conjunction still remains, but not that which existed before. It is for this reason that Laban here and in what now follows represents the goods of works, such as are with those who are aside, that is, with the Gentiles. The Gentiles are said to be aside or in collateral good because they are outside of the church. Those within the church who are in truth and good are not in a collateral line, but in the direct line, for they have the Word, and through the Word they have direct communication with heaven, and through heaven with the Lord. But not so the Gentiles, for these have not the Word, and know not the Lord. For this reason they are said to be aside. Those Gentiles are meant who are in the goods of works, that is, who are in externals within which there is the good of charity. These are what are called the goods of works, but not good works. For good works may exist without having goods within, but not so the goods of works. 4190. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. That this signifies such truth and the derivative worship is evident from the signification of a stone as being truth. See number 643, 1298, 3720. And from the signification of a pillar as being the derivative worship, that is, the worship which is from truth, number 3727. From this it is manifest that such truth and the derivative worship are signified by these words. It is said, such truth, namely such as exists with the Gentiles. For although the Gentiles know nothing about the word, and accordingly nothing about the Lord, they nevertheless have external truth such as Christians have. As, for instance, that the deity is to be worshipped in a holy manner, that festivals are to be observed, that parents are to be honored, that we must not steal, must not commit adultery, must not kill, and must not covet the neighbor's goods. And thus such truths as those of the Decalogue, which also are for rules of life within the church. The wise among them observe these laws not only in the external form, but also in the internal. For they think that such things are contrary not only to their religious system, but also to the general good, and thus to the internal duty which they owe to man, and that consequently they are contrary to charity, although they do not so well know what faith is. They have in their obscurity somewhat of conscience, contrary to which they are not willing to act, and in fact, some of them cannot do so. From this it is evident that the Lord rules their interiors, although they are in obscurity, and thus that he imparts to them the faculty of receiving interior truths, which they do also receive in the other life. See what has been shown above respecting the Gentiles, number 2589 to 2604. It has at times been given me to speak with Christians in the other life concerning the state and lot of the Gentiles outside of the church, in that they receive the truths and goods of faith more easily than do Christians who have not lived according to the precepts of the Lord, and that Christians think cruelly about them in assuming that all who are out of the church are damned, and this from the received canon that without the Lord there is no salvation. This indeed, as I have said to them, is true, but the Gentiles who have lived in mutual charity and have done from a kind of conscience what is just and equitable receive faith and acknowledge the Lord more easily in the other life than those within the church who have not lived in such charity. Moreover, Christians are in what is false in believing that heaven is for them alone, because they have the book of the word written on paper, but not in their hearts, and because they know the Lord, and yet do not believe that he is divine as to his human, but acknowledge him only as a common man in respect to his other essence, which they call his human nature. And therefore, when left to themselves and their own thoughts, they do not even adore him. Thus it is they who are out of the Lord, for whom there is no salvation. 4191. And Jacob said unto his brethren, that this signifies those who are in the good of works, is evident from the representation of Jacob as being the Lord's divine natural, concerning which above, and from the signification of brethren as being goods. See number 3815, 4121. Here are those who are in the goods of works and who are Gentiles, as has been shown above, number 4189. For all who are in good are conjoined with the divine of the Lord, and on account of this conjunction are called by the Lord brethren. As in Mark, Jesus, looking round on them which sat about him, saith, Behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and sister and mother. 3, verses 31, 34, and 35. All conjunction is through love and charity, as everyone can see, for spiritual conjunction is nothing else than love and charity. That love to the Lord is conjunction with him is manifest, and that charity toward the neighbor is the same, is evident from the words of the Lord in Matthew. Inasmuch as ye did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye did it unto me. 25, verse 40. The subject treated of here being the works of charity. 4192. Gather stones, and they took stones, and made a heap. That this signifies truths from good is evident from the signification of stones as being truths, concerning which just above, number 4190, and from the signification of a heap as being good. That a heap signifies good is because in old time, before they built altars, they made heaps and ate together upon them, for a witness that they were joined together by love. But afterwards, when the representatives of the ancients were regarded as holy, instead of heaps they built altars, which also were of stones, but arranged in a more orderly manner. Joshua 22, verses 28 and 34. This is the reason why a heap has the same signification as an altar, namely, the good of love, and by the stones in it are signified the truths of faith. 4193. And they did eat there upon the heap. That this signifies appropriation from good divine is evident from the signification of eating together as being communication, conjunction, and appropriation. See number 2187, 2343, 3168, 3513, 3596, 3832. And from the signification of a heap as being good, concerning which just above number 4192, here, good divine. 4194, verses 47 to 50. And Laban called it Jegar Sehadutha, and Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore he called the name of it Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, Yehovah watch between me and thee, for we shall be hidden a man from his fellow. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, and if thou shalt take women over my daughters, there is no man with us. See God as witness between me and thee. And Laban called it Jegar Sehadutha, signifies its quality on the part of the good represented by Laban. And Jacob called it Galeed, signifies its quality on the part of the good of the divine natural. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore he called the name of it Galeed, signifies that it will be so to eternity, hence its quality again. And Mizpah, for he said, Yehovah watch between me and thee, signifies the presence of the Lord's divine natural. For we shall be hidden a man from his fellow, signifies separation in respect to what is of the church. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, and if thou shalt take women over my daughters, there is no man with us, signifies that the affections of truth are to remain within the church. See God as witness between me and thee, signifies confirmation. 4195. And Laban called it Jegar Sehadutha, that this signifies its quality on the part of the good represented by Laban is evident from the signification of calling and of calling by name as being the quality. See number 144, 145, 1754, 2009, 2724, 3421. In the idiom of Syria, whence Laban came, Jegar Sehadutha means the heap of witness. In ancient times, such heaps were for a sign or for a witness, and afterwards were also for worship. Here for a sign and for a witness. For a sign that the boundary was there, and for a witness that a covenant was made there, and that neither of them should pass it to do evil to the other, as is evident also from Laban's words. This heap be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap to me, and this pillar, for evil. Verse 52. From this it is manifest what Jegar Sehadutha, or the heap of witness, involves. But in the internal sense it signifies the quality of good from truths on the part of Laban, and that is, on the part of those who are in the goods of works, that is, on the part of the Gentiles. 4196. And Jacob called it Galeed, that this signifies its quality on the part of the good of the divine natural, is evident from the representation of Jacob as being the Lord's divine natural, as frequently shown above. In the Hebrew idiom, or in that of Canaan whence Jacob came, Galeed means a heap and a witness, or a witness heap. What a witness heap is in the internal sense now follows.